Hype Network presents.
In this episode, we're going to talk about two important things, which is, of course, core value. And I guess I'll have my own definitions and personal experience that I want to share, and the purpose of why I actually made this episode by the end of the episode. So stick around, shall we? Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and in this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and of course journaling. I want to dig deep into motivation, and I want to talk about these two important things that everybody needs to have basically. And it's kind of a no-brainer, but I just want to dig deep into this topic because it's an interesting, most crucial thing that's probably overlooked. And it is, of course, like I said in the intro, core values. But before we go to the topic, I want to remind you that if you're watching this on Spotify, hit that follow button. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If there's something that resonates with you, please leave it in the comment section below for others to be inspired. Of course, that's an Evan Carmichael line. But if there's something that really strikes you interested in this conversation, leave them in the thoughts in the comment section below, and let's have a discussion with that. And of course, I want to also let you know that if you want to stay in touch with me and want to stay updated on my new release, I have a newsletter. It's in the link, of course, description on YouTube and of course on Spotify. So now let's talk about core values. We cannot start a conversation without defining what the meaning of it is. And here, let me just pull up. I'll be posting the definitions here. Let's talk about the definitions of these two words. Let's talk about core first. Core, the definition of core is the part of something that is central to its existence or character. So it's very powerful, something central. Keep that in mind. And then, of course, let's talk about value. Value is a person's principle or standard of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life. So something central and something important. So central, important, somewhat important, central. I'm sure. Let's dig deep into this definition. Having a core value in life is very much mandatory, I think, because everybody has a core value in life. The downside of not having a core value in life is it will lead you to a path which you yourself will regret on the day you die, which of course is kind of a no-brainer. That's why having a core value. And for the Christians, of course, the Christians, they have the core value of the Bible being the central part, which is of course respectable. And of course for the Hindus is the Bhagavad Gita, and then for the Muslims is of course the Quran. And all the other religions have their own central core. Even the atheists. I mean, look it up. It's really an interesting thing. So, I want to dig deep into this two words because, like I said earlier, it's kind of, people don't really think about it much because it's something ingrained. It's really interesting. Something that's ingrained but never looked upon. And for me, it's something that we should build a conversation about, because sharing core values is something that we pass on from a generation to a generation. So now I want to move on to a point which is of course crucial, is a question that is more crucial than the point, which is of course how to build core values. Of course, like I said, it's mandatory. It's kind of a no-brainer because core values are instilled from one generation to the other. And I do not know anyone in life who does not grow up with some kind of core value. Some may be more than the other, which is, it's fine as long as you have a solid foundation. Because the way I see core value is, I see core value as a foundational part of where you're going to build your house, which is your life. And yeah, and that's saying that's how you build your core value in a nutshell. But if you want to learn how to grow your value, of course, that is where you become open to the world. I'm sure everybody is aware that when we grow up from the age of 1 to 7, we pick up values from, of course, our household families. And then as we grow into our high school and teenage and college years, our core value that we have in high school tend to fade away. And to some, yeah, that's kind of natural. But to others, it kind of feels like they are losing their piece of identity. So I want to move on to the next point here, is how to protect your core value. It's really simple if you think about it. If in order for you to protect, of course, you need to be loyal to your core value. Having a core value in life is, like I said, it's a foundational stone that sets you apart. Having the ability to protect it is something that is more of an intrinsic struggle, because of course, as you grow, it's like a level. You grow from one level to the other, and the thing is, each level, as you ascend to each level, the villain gets bigger and bigger. And if you think about it and often ponder upon why the villain is bigger and bigger, and you want to dig deep into that, that's because that is how your core values are tested. So every level as you ascend, you have the ability to protect, defend, define, and of course be proud of that core value. That's automatic. But to some people, sometimes they tend to betray themselves faster than you can say 1, 2, 3. If you know someone, don't mention them in this. I don't want them to be gaslighted. But truth of the matter is, that is kind of like an internal struggle. That is why it's important to have a core value. You need to, like I said, you need to be loyal to yourself, to the value of what you're saying, being able to stand up for what it is, and being who you are, being able to express yourself in that way, because your core value is the thing that brings authenticity. Because if you go to a room full of people showing how fake you are, people can automatically see through that, knowing that they know you. If they know you, of course, they know the difference between you and you. So, yeah, and understanding how to protect is more of figuring it out by yourself. There's no one solution to this equation. You know, everyone's struggle is different. So everyone's way of protecting oneself is different, you know. Very powerful. So now I want to move on to, from protecting, of course, how to influence life with your core value. Goes back to what I said earlier. It's all about expressing yourself and defining and being true to the word that you say. And it's an interesting dynamic to think about. If you want to influence people, it's a core value over time grows with you. As you ascend to certain levels, of course, your core value kind of gets a level up as well. It's like an extra coin. If you guys play Mario, it's like that coin or what's the stuff that it collects? Yeah, Mario, the old 2D thing. it's kind of the thing that you collect over time and compound over time, and it's helpful, you know, it's a helpful thing. And having that ability to express yourself and grow your core values, that is where you can help the next generation. That's how, in reality, that's how each generation is influenced by the influence of the previous generation, which is something we should be grateful of. It's a gift that keeps on giving, and it's a gift that people don't think much about until they go down deep into it and philosophize it. So yeah, that is how you influence people with your life, through your core values. And to some people who are, of course, entrepreneurs or charity givers, or even a regular person, you know, who has the altruistic ability, good core values are built upon those. And yeah, and it's like I said, it's a thing. It's a thing that grows over time. And the core values, because as you keep growing, you keep knowing what it is that you want to develop in life with your direction, with your vision and your core value. So my personal purpose of educating you about core value is because personally, I've had a lot of times where I often struggle with my core value. And I want to dig deep into my side. This is kind of like a semi-journaling thing that I want to write down here. Is that in the previous episode, I mentioned that I am a former Christian that switched into an agnostic. But here's the irony. My core value is a Christian core value, and it's one that's been said by Jesus. When I was young, there is this verse. I haven't read the Bible anymore, but there is this verse that everybody knows, is that when someone slaps you in the right cheek, you offer them your left. And that is that's been set in me for almost years and years, even when growing up in a rough upbringing where I had bullies they're bullying me and, you know, devaluing me. Often this core value kept me straight. And of course, over time, I picked up a lot of other core values from external sources as well, which helped build my core value. But the thing is, I have been loyal to that verse ever since. And I am proud of that verse, because if not for that verse, if I were to think of the life that I would have led without having that one particular core value, I would have led a different life. And yeah, I would admit it to myself that I would have led a different life if I wasn't loyal to that core value. But that's my personal purpose for this episode. And I hope this episode inspired you to think about what your core value is, and how many times have you evolved over the levels of hardships, and how you won those levels, and how you lost, and how did you come back. Leave them in the comment section below on YouTube. I would love to hear them, and I would love to promote you, and I would love to promote your core values to other people as well. So with that in mind, I guess we conclude this episode with the thought of stay strong. And a question is, what is your core value? So with that in mind, cheers, folks, and I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of The Rajiv Show, I noticed that, yeah, the debates online have become too sensationalized, and yeah, integrity has changed. I do not know if it's a changing times, but I feel bad, honestly, for the for those that who debate on serious matters and who work hard to develop the world of the debating community. And looking at this, it's kind of a disgrace for me personally. Like I said, this is an opinion that I really find it